time to hear from you, Lord. We have ears tuned into your spirit. Anyone here that has not accepted you, we thank you tonight is going to be their night. As your Holy Spirit is hovering over us and it's brooding over us tonight to bring breakthrough in our lives. You said, Lord, that you sent Jesus and he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, if anyone is lost without you, that tonight's their night. If anyone has lost their joy, if anyone has lost anything tonight, if they're grieving or heavily burdened by anything, that they find that in you tonight, because you are our source, and we're so thankful for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening, church. I come again to get my praise on, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that was really weak. That was just really weak. I come to get my praise on. How about y'all? Amen. That sounds better. That's doing it.
Like you, for the praise. with a man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, gonna serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and say, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and say, my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. For the praise is of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, gonna serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Do I give my praise?
Here we go, right here.
Only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you,
yeah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
To my Maker.
To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you, do I give my praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Woo. We serve awesome God, amen. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Can I catch my breath just for a minute? Hallelujah. God is good, amen.
All the time.
You know, I never realized that as I got older, the shorter my breath would get. But you know what? As we get older, the more attention to detail we're supposed to pay. Ain't that right? And if that's the truth, then the more attention we need to give to the people that are lost out here. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God is good, y'all. You know, and I tell you what, I guarantee you, everybody in here has a story. Amen. And I guarantee you, everybody in here with that story, somebody's willing to listen. Hey, come here. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. You know, when I was such and such age, I did this thing and that thing, and it landed me in a mess. And then one day I caught myself on my knees praying to the Lord, saying, Lord, I need help. Well, that's the truth. Just to wrap it up in a nutshell, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, during this time on my knees, I received a blessing. And the good Lord reached down and pulled me out of my mess.
Hallelujah.
He helped this little old boy right here just out of the mess he was in.
Amen.
And you know what? Whoever you could be talking to, you can look at him and say, you know, he'll do the same for you.
Amen.
That's the kind of God we serve. You know, I don't care who you are. When you're doing wrong, you know it's wrong. That thing called a conscience will tell you, you know you're doing wrong. See, like myself, I ignored that. I brushed that off and went on about my business. But one day, when I got to this point that I couldn't go no further down, I had to look up. And I guarantee you, I'm not the first person that had to look up when it got that low. Amen? And that's when the good Lord, come on, buddy. I'll help you right on out of that. Oh, God is good.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, and that right there, I'll let me share this, and then we'll get on with this. The most memorable moment I have of leading someone to Christ was standing in a jail cell. Come back from court and just got sentenced to a 12-year prison sentence. And I was standing there at the bunk smiling. And the guy that walked back over there with me, he walked up to me and he said, man, so they just give you 12 years. And you're standing here smiling. So I just turned around, looked at him, continued to grin. And he said, what do you have? What do you have that I don't have? He said, I want it. And I led him to the Lord right there. Amen. Ain't that awesome? Right there, I led this man to the Lord. And that's an awesome thing, see. Just that beacon of light. How'd that preacher have it last night? If I'm not mistaken, light came out of the darkness. Amen. That's what happened to me. Light came out of my darkness. And God saved me. And he led me to where I am this day. Amen. But it's all good.
Amen.
Somebody sowed a seed a long time ago. Somebody planted a seed. Y'all don't want to hear me talk. I'll get on with this. But I love the Lord I serve. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near,
and I will fear no evil. My God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Oh no, you
God is with me.
never let go. Through the calm and through the storms.
Oh no, you never let go.
Through every high and every low.
Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst of us tonight. Hallelujah. I just thank you for that, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, guess what? There's a better life. There's a better life.
If you got pain,
he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. I think I'm going to sing it just one more time, okay? If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Well, we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. Well, we've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. Run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Amen. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker.
Lord, oh save it. He's the prison shaking Savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Woo! I tell y'all what, I was never so free when he took him chains off me. You know, I tell you what, I'm the best person in the world to talk about me. Ain't that right? That's awesome. Oh, yes, ma'am, it makes a lot of sense. Because, see, I know what I'd done wrong in my life and know what I did right. And I know who helped me and who didn't. And I tell you another thing I learned after I got saved. I learned what it feels like to be free in Christ after you get saved. Amen? Mm, I was smart enough to learn that you know what? We're supposed to be free in Christ. Amen. We're supposed to be free. Amen? It's okay if we have fun in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. God's been good to me. And I'm going to tell the world about it. Amen?
Amen.
That's a choice I make. I do that for the simple fact because I know he loves me. Because I've been in some places where I shouldn't be here. But God.
Yes.
But God.
Yes.
He saw fit. No, I'm not done with you, son. I've got work for you to do. Amen?
That's right.
Woo! So if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking Savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, hallelujah.
Woo!
Well, anyway.
You receive it.
I like to have fun in the Lord. Amen.
Come on and test it out.
Is that my cord?
It was.
Go ahead,
do it again.
Oh, hallelujah. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can hear. Lay down your burden. Broken, lift up your face, O wanderer, come home, you're not too far, so lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the homeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burden. Good. there's no sorrow heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken,
people that say, well, I'd come to church, but I could quit this and quit doing that and start doing this, then I'll come. Well, Lord, when I get everything straightened out in my life, then I'll come to you. Well, I got news for you. You're never coming if you do that. You know, last night was just an awesome thing here and the ministry and the message, and it's going to be that way again tonight. It already is. The power of God's present here. In the praise and worship, in the Word of God is going to be preached. And one of the things that I thought of, Brother Jim was preaching last night, talking about being sons. That we're sons, or sons and daughters of God. And in Luke chapter 15, you got a story in there with a prodigal son that left home. And he got in a mess. He ended up in a pig pen. He ended up hungry. And the scripture, and I like one of the translations, I think it's a New American Standard. It says, and he came to his senses. He came to his senses and he said, what am I doing out here in this pig pen? The servants at home have more than they can eat. I'm going to go home and I'm going to tell my dad, I want to come home, but I'm not worthy to be your son. I just want to be a servant. And the scripture says when the boy started home, his father was standing there and he saw him afar off. And having compassion on him, he ran out to him and hugged him and kissed him. And you know, most of us think if we do something like that, or you know, in our past, in our mind, that we see ourselves coming to God, and what we're expecting is a God to put his finger in our face and say, it's about time you straightened up. It's about time you decided to do the right thing. It's a yah, 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 and telling you all that you've done wrong. And you're right. You don't deserve to be a son. You do real good just to be a servant. You ought to be blessed that you even got in. I mean, that's the attitude the devil puts in our mind when the Word of God says that the son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm not worthy to be called your son. Just make me a hired servant. And if you look in there, and real interesting, his father didn't even make a comment about that. didn't say, well, you got a point, son. You've been pretty rough. He just said, tell the servants to go kill the fatted calf and to set up a banquet. Because my son, who was dead, is alive. And he's home. And that's the important thing. That father was looking for his son to come home so he could love on him. Not so he could put him to task. Not so he could say, okay, now son, I'm going to give you a 6-month period of time to make sure that you got this thing right. And after 6 months, I'll decide what I'm going to do with you. Now, I'm standing up here and I'm telling you, and I know for a fact, that if it hadn't been the exact thing that I said, there are a lot of you, if not all of you, or all of us that are here, that have felt like there's been times in our life when that's what God done. I'm going to put you on probation now. And if you do good during this period of time, then, you know, I'll give you a little more freedom. When he sets you free, he sets you free. John said, whom the Son sets free, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Free indeed. And I want to say a little bit, just as a testimony, about Ricardo, something he didn't say when he was sharing about what happened to him and he was in when he led that man to the Lord. Just before that, we were in communication, and 12 years to run, it was 6 years on each count. And I've been in court with the newspaper, covered a lot of courts and a lot of things of that nature. And when they had more than one charge against them, almost every time, they would say, you're getting 5 years for this and 5 years for that, and they're going to run concurrently. Which meant they'd given you 10 years, but five is always going to happen because it's running concurrently. Only time I ever heard them say, 12 years, 6 years for this and 6 years for that, and they're running consecutively. 12 years. We were communicating one day, and I said, son, I'm going to tell you this, and then you can take it for the fact. I said, you're not going to get out a day earlier than God wants you to. But you're not going to stay in there a day longer than he wants you to. And that guy that he led to the Lord, and I said, you know, how can you be like this? You got 12 years. Was it lesson two? 14 months. And he went before the parole board after when time came up, and you know, we were all expecting him to get out. It was in August, I think. We were all expecting him to get out. God's going to work him. Well, the parole board turned him down. They said, well, next year, another year, and we'll probably let you out. August, September, October. They sent him to, was that called, a halfway house? And wasn't a halfway house? Well, they sent him out of the prison into Ashland, Kentucky, to a halfway house. And he was there for a little while, and that was a long drive up there to see him, wasn't it, Miriam? And one day they came in and they said, you got a court appointment down in Adair County. Got to go down tomorrow. I guess they told you the day before, didn't they? Or sometime or other. So you go down, you got to go down there a certain day. And the day they got ready to go, or got ready to come down here, the guy was there. He said, put your belongings in the car. That's all he ever said. He said, get your stuff and put it in the car. And he got down here and went up before the judge. And the judge gave him a little speech. I mean, he wouldn't be a judge if he didn't give you a little speech. And he said, I'm going to let you out. I'm taking a chance. I've caught a lot of flack over you. There's been people wrote me letters and telling me that I need to do something about you. And he said, so I'm going to let you go home. But I don't want to see you in this courtroom again, or else. Well, he didn't even have to say that. That or else had already taken effect. It took effect that night when he got down on his knees. And he was a changed man. And he came home with a 12-year sentence turned into 14 months. And he's never looked back. Amen. Praise God for that. And I know that there's a lot of you, I learned enough from Brother David here talking today to know that he knows what it's like to be through in that kind of situation. And a lot of you do too. Me, on the other hand, I went to church all my life. I did everything I could to do right. And you could go back through my record, and anything that's public information, I could run for any office and you wouldn't find a thing back there that you could bring me up and say, look, you don't deserve to be this way. Now, if you talk to a couple of my friends a time or two, you might get a different story. And I'm not bragging on that, but I'm saying I got started young and I stuck with it. And I realized, though, because I used to think, I don't have a testimony. I've never been out here. I've never done anything. Only time I ever took a drink was once at a Lutheran church in communion service. Took a shot of wine and like I choked on it. But you see, I needed saving just as much as anybody else. And when we stand before God, and some people read the Bible and say, you want to have a given account for everything you're going to have to give an account for what you've done that you've been told to do, not for all the sins you've committed. You know, if God's told you to do something, you just sit down and didn't do it, then, you know, he's going to say, look, I was going to give you a plaque, but now you just sit down and done nothing, so I'm not giving it to you. I'm not giving you the reward. I'm not going to recognize you with that. Yeah, you're going to heaven. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to like being here, and it's not going to matter to you. Because, you see, somebody else gets a big reward, and you don't get anything. You know why it won't bother you? Because there won't be any jealousy there. There won't be any envy there. That's all devil stuff, and it won't be there. You'll rejoice at the fact, boy, I'm glad, man, he did a good job. And you won't feel bad, though, that you didn't. Because there won't be remorse and regret. Those are all negative emotions. Just be the good stuff. And it's times like this and weekends like this that we need to know. You know, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody in here tonight that's lost, that you know if you died you wouldn't go to heaven. But I know there's a lot of us in here tonight that we're going to live a few more days, a few more weeks, and a few more years, and we need to be wound up about it. And we need to know how to do it right so that we can walk in victory. And walking in victory doesn't mean that nothing's ever going to happen to you. But it means that when it happens to you, when the devil knocks you down, what you do is you get up with the sword of the Spirit and you quack his head off. Now, you can't whine and moan and groan and the devil run from you. He'll just jump that much harder. But when you start praising God, and that word of God starts coming out of your mouth, you'll start backing up. And then you realize, why should I fight the fight that's already been won? I'm just going to glorify God for winning it. Thank you, Jesus, for your death on the cross. But thank even more that you rose from the dead. You know, the death on the cross wouldn't have mattered much if he hadn't rose from the dead. I mean, you know, it would have just been another death, been another Roman crucifixion. But when he rose from the dead on that first day of the week, that's what set everything in motion. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't mean to be anti-religious, but, you know, I mean, I understand that a lot of things are said about the cross. You know, on the hill far with the old rugged cross. I'll cling to the old rugged cross. Hey, you need to cling to Jesus. Because, you know, when you come right down to it, the only thing the old rugged cross was the execution instrument. Now, I understand that putting the, you know, what we mean when we wear a chain with a cross around it, but it's the man who hung on the cross. Heard a song, and I hadn't never heard it before, and there was words in the chorus said, and the cross had the last word. I mean, you may have heard it. Okay, no, I don't remember who sang it. The cross had the last word. No, it didn't. If the cross had the last word, Jesus would still be on it. The cross didn't have the last word. God had the last word. When he raised up Jesus from the dead, that was the last word. And when Jesus was hanging on the cross and said, it's finished, when he said, it's finished, he was saying, everything I need to do is done. It's finished. And then, you know, you read his prayer in there, he's basically said, Lord, I'm doing all this and I'm counting on you and your word to be true because you're going to raise me from the dead. I trust you. It's finished. The rest of it, Father's up to you. Same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And what spirit was that? That was the Holy Spirit of God. If he dwells in you, he'll quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwells in you. You can be seated. The reason I came up here again was to receive the offering for the camp meeting service. And I surely knew that I wasn't going to just come up here and say, let's take up an offering. I told her, I said, you know, you can do it all. I don't care. I'm not insecure. And she looked at me like, yeah, you might have something to say. But we're glad to have all of you here tonight. Glad to have all the visitors. I know there's several churches that are represented here. Glad to have Brother Glenn and Tammy and all the people from his congregation, different ones. Lauren's even got a cousin that from there that's here. Good to see all of y'all. Father, I just thank you right now as we receive this offering that each person will give according as you lay it on their heart. That, Lord God, you will fill them with your presence. And you will fill this place with your glory. And that the offerings will be sufficient to bless the men of God and to pay for the expenses that we incur. Lord God, we're counting on you. We're trusting in you. We believe. We receive. We testify to it. We can feel your presence. Not just in a natural way, but in a supernatural touch. And I pray, Lord God, that before we leave this place tonight, everybody in here will experience that supernatural touch that comes when the Spirit of God is present. Thank you, Lord God, for being with Brother David tonight as he ministers the Word of God. And thank you for all you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited about our guest minister tonight and his wife that's coming to be with us. I've known them for a long, long time. I don't know if they've known me, but I have known them a long time. And I found him on Facebook one day, and I thought, So I started stalking him. I don't guess stalking's probably the right word. But I started reading his posts and listening to the videos he was ministering, and I thought, he's from my tribe. How many knows what I mean? Amen. You get that yes and amen in your spirit. So the more I listen to him, the more encouraged I got. And we usually have camp meeting revival in the summer, but praying about it, I thought we need to do something in the fall. Do